What is influencing your fitness? Did you know that we are constantly under the influence of something or someone? Influence stems from the Latin word influentia, which means a flowing in. In this episode, I will discuss the power of influence and we will reflect on the influences in our lives that have shaped our health and fitness. Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. Influence refers to the ability to affect or sway the opinions, behaviors, and actions of others. It is the power or capacity to have an effect on someone or something. Influence can come from a variety of sources, such as authority figures, expertise, charisma, or social status. It can be positive or negative, intentional or unintentional, and can have both short-term and long-term effects. In today's world, social and mass media have become a massive portal for influence to occur through messaging, advertisements, and through personalities we know as influencers. It is not a coincidence that influence comes from the word influentia, which sounds almost like influenza, commonly known as the flu. Is an infectious and respiratory illness caused by the influenza virus and can cause mild to severe illness and is highly contagious. When something catches quickly in social or mass media and is widely seen, we call it going viral. So, symptoms of the flu or influenza include fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, headache, chills, and fatigue. So, in paralleling the influence that we see in social mass media with influenza, this tells me that when you are influenced by social or mass media, it can affect all of your senses and distort them in the same way catching the flu can affect all of your five senses and distort them. We can be influenced by people, places, and things. You know the old saying, show me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are. If you have healthy friends, you are more likely to be healthy. And if you have unhealthy friends, you are more likely to be unhealthy because our friends can influence us. Our families or who we live with can also influence our health and fitness. In my case, I had a father who exercised regularly, and this influenced me to start exercising early because I realized the importance of exercise and found joy in exercising with my father. And I also had a mom who cooked a lot, and thank God she did a lot of home-cooked healthy food, but she also baked a lot. There was just always a lot of food going around, and so that influenced me to be a compulsive snacker because there was always food at home. Now, with my children, I try to be more mindful because of the struggles I had to deal with, and I don't want them to have to pick up those same struggles. And so I cook at home like my mother, but I limit the sweets, desserts, cakes, and junk food. And my husband and I were actually attracted to each other because health and fitness was a part of both of our lives. And it was important because we understood the power of influence. Now, it can be really hard to get a good fitness routine when our partners are not living a healthy lifestyle. But when both partners are committed to a healthy lifestyle, changes to be healthier can be easier. Now, Speaking on junk food, right? We are influenced also by things and what is in our surroundings. For example, 73% of what is in our supermarkets are ultra processed foods, also known as obesogens. And quite frankly, I use the word food loosely. But if we are surrounded by junk food, we are more likely to be influenced by the junk and purchase and eat it. This is why I highly recommend going to the grocery store with a list and on a full stomach. I've also heard to shop your way around the outside perimeter of the supermarket, which is where you'll find the whole foods, the dairy, the meat, the produce. And if you can survive the supermarket experience and avoid bringing the junk home in the first place, this will really help escape that influence of junk food. And also having coworkers or workspaces that are customary to having unhealthy foods and celebrating with cakes, chips, and soda, this can also be a negative influence. And I'm totally going to spill the beans on my former place of employment. I worked at the Florida Department of Health in Broward County and Miami-Dade County, and this was one of the most unhealthiest places to be at. And not necessarily in an emotional way, because there was always celebration, there was always bake sales going on, but it was just constant food, cakes, cookies, candy, accessible every day. And I know in the Department of Health in Miami-Dade County, they took away the vending machines. However, that really doesn't help, right? To take away the vending machines, because people will still bring the junk in. The best way is to swap out those options for healthier options. And I know I always made it a point that if we had to bring something in or there was a celebration, like I was bringing something healthy, I was bringing a plate of cheese and crackers, I was bringing in those prepared plates of cut up fruit. I always made it that point to do that. And I always made it a point to bring in my own food to work. I used to come in with a huge bag of healthy food and snacks, because I did work long hours, but I knew that my fuel was very important to me. And so I had to come in with a plan, right? So this brings us to places that can influence us, right? Like these workspaces that I know are just so common, and they come in, you know, with a heart to celebrate and to honor their employees, but it's not always honoring to our physical bodies. So just as our work environment, the restaurants we choose, birthday parties and celebrations, right? We can't always, nor do I recommend avoiding these events, but coming in with a game plan, because if there is an atmosphere of celebration, it's going to be really hard to have that self-control. So for example, some things that I do is if I know I'm going to a celebration, I will have smaller meals before going to the event. I moderate my choices. I start with the healthiest options, and then I will choose one or two things to eat from that may be not the most healthiest, but at least the majority of my plate is healthy. I also leave the extra food at the event. I don't ask for any boxes, so I don't continue binging at home. I don't take the cake home. I avoid it at all costs. So places can also positively influence us. For example, the gym or attending group classes. I always say that the hardest part of going to the gym is getting to the gym, because once you're there, you're pumped. You hear the music, you hear the beats, the lights are bright. For me, I'm like a kid in a playground, ready to get active and get my workout. Plus, mostly everyone is there with the same goal, which helps. And there are some people, places, and things that can trigger us, and we should avoid at all costs. But if we can't, again, have a game plan for when these people, places, or things cross our paths. In 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Do not be deceived. bad company ruins good morals. It's like an alcoholic accepting an invitation to a bar slash restaurant to eat with friends. Do not be deceived. More likely are these friends and the people around going to be drinking, and more likely you're going to say, let me just have one, which turns into more than one and turns into fuel for that addiction. And so some of these things are not meant for moderation. Some people say, oh, moderation is key. No, consistency is key. Some things don't need to be moderated at all. Some things need to be eliminated and avoided at all costs, like your life depended on it, because your life does depend on it. I used to have a sugar addiction and I'm recovered now. And there's just some things I will not eat because it's opening the door to the influence of sugar again. Now, just because you're recovered doesn't mean, oh, I can go back and now I can do things with moderation. No, do not be deceived. And so for me, even if my kids offer me candy, because I don't prohibit them from eating candy, they get candy at school from birthday parties. What I do is, at that point, I moderate it because they don't have a problem. I had a problem, but they'll offer me candy because they want to share with their mommy. And I say, no, mommy doesn't eat sugar. And I don't eat sugar. And sometimes I have to go to the extreme and I limit dried fruit. That's very rare that I would eat that. I really stay away from it because it's a trigger fruit. And I even limit my fruit intake. And there are times I fast from everything sweet just to make sure that this does not have influence over me. And I'm not trying to open up the can of worms and let those cravings rear its ugly head again. Because what influences us can eventually have dominion over us. And there is one more point that I want to touch upon, because it encompasses all of the influences of people, places, things, and this is culture. And it kind of goes along too with the social and mass media, because it's just interwoven into these portals of influence. And culture is what defines a society or a group of people from one another. Culture can also be generational, such as, millennials, Gen X, right? There's characteristics that define these, and it can be a culture. And culture can influence many things in our lives that we do not even pay attention to, like the way we dress, the way we speak, our preferences to food, music, and entertainment. And this is because culture forms norms, which are standards of acceptable behavior. Cultural norms play a part in establishing our mindset, thought patterns, perspective, and even our behaviors. And if we are not aware, culture can gain power to form strongholds in our lives. In the book, The Rules of Engagement by Cindy Trim, a stronghold is described as a pattern of thinking that governs individuals, communities, and even nations. And these are formed when they are uncontested rationalizations and justifications for these thoughts, attitudes, and behaviors. So how can this impact our fitness? For example, the way that we take care of our bodies and view food is influenced by culture. In my example, I grew up in the 80s and 90s and was heavily impacted by diet culture. I was unaware of this influence until I recognized the negative impact on my life. And diet culture is defined by Jill Claude Fetler Mason in a blog post titled Diet Culture, Examples of Its Influence on Our Society, and I'll put the link into the show notes, is that diet culture is a set of beliefs revolving around the idea that thin bodies are most desirable, valuable, and healthy. And diet culture also conveys that eating a certain way is good or bad, and a person's worth increases when eating healthy or when living in a small body. And so this is something that culture superimposed on me, and I was believing as truth until I saw the truth about what God says about fitness, and that I didn't have to follow what culture says. God made me a certain way, and He gave me everything I needed to fulfill my purpose. And if I don't fill culture's mold, you know what? Even better, because I want to fill the mold in which God created me to be. I want to be all that He created me to be. And so dieting has become an increasing prevalent practice in our society, fueled by the desire for physical perfection, societal pressure to conform to a certain body image. And while dieting may promise weight loss and improved health, it is essential to shed light on these lesser known negative effects that can plague both our physical, mental well-being, and leave detrimental impacts, not just on our bodies, but on our minds, emotions, and even spirit. So social and mass media, along with popular culture, have been huge portals of influence. This is not an inherently bad thing. Remember, I said influence can be positive or negative. The problem is that there are many cultures and ways of living that can be exposed through these mediums of social and mass media. Going back to the parallel of influence with influenza, most people can recover from the flu without complications, but in some cases, it can lead to serious health problems or even death, especially in young children and older adults and people with weakened immune systems. The flu can be prevented through vaccination and other preventive measures, such as frequent hand washing and avoiding close contact with sick people. Listen to me. The best prevention method to be released from the power of negative influences is to be vaccinated by the Holy Spirit. Frequent washing with the Word of God and avoiding close contact or intimacy with those that are under the power of these negative influences. I know I have had to unfollow quote unquote Christian fitness influencers. There was this one couple I watched because they did fitness together. They looked cute and I saw them as good influences. But after some time, the tone of their videos changed. It was more about exhibiting body parts. One video was a full on rear end view with no clothes, and their public display of affection was getting a little too close for comfort. And lastly, what confirmed my decision to unfollow was seeing a video of a personal office that the wife had made, and it had a Buddha statue, it had a sage, and other spiritual objects that were considered witchcraft or idolatry and go against the Word of God and what He permits us to have or do. As Christians, specifically followers of Jesus, those that believe that all the Bible says, because it is the infallible and eternal Word of God, we are supposed to be the ones influencing culture. In Matthew 5:16, it says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to God who is in heaven." All that we should do should bring glory to God. In Matthew 5:14, it says that we are to be like Jesus, the light of the world. So what is going on here? Why are we the ones being influenced instead of being the ones influencing? Well, to be light, you have to have a power source. And where does power come from? Not status, not achievement, not your good looks, not good works, not goodwill. But the greatest power comes from the Holy Spirit, the highest power, not just a higher power. I will repeat, the highest power. Acts 1:8 says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And this power is given to us to proclaim the kingdom of God and to make disciples and teach and spread the truth and light of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the greatest gift we could receive and a promise from Jesus Himself to everyone that believes. Everyone can receive this gift. In Philippians 2:13, it says that this is God who works in us to will and to work for His good pleasure. God gives us the power to be light and influence others. He gives us the desire to want to walk with the spirit of self-control and discipline to do what he says. We are supposed to be kingdom influencers in the world we live in. We should be holy and set apart and conforming to the image of Christ instead of the images and patterns of this world. But what are we full of? Are we full of the Holy Spirit? Or are we full of the Word of God? Or are we full of heaps of social media, pop culture, fake news, reality TV, and endless videos and reels on YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, amongst other things? And let me not talk about popular music because this is a rabbit hole I just don't want to go down today. But what I know is that what you take in through your eyes and through your ear gates, through what you watch and listen and pay attention to, affects what you are full of and who you are at your core. What you pay attention to is also what you worship. So what and who are you worshiping? So how can we be influencers instead of being influenced? We must be full of the Holy Ghost, the living Spirit of God. When we believe Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, we receive the Spirit of the living God within us. He dwells in us and we become temples of the Holy Spirit. But when we become full of the Holy Spirit, which is also known as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we receive power and anointing to do God's will. It is a supernatural strength where God's will becomes easier for us to do. God influences us through his Holy Spirit, where we can then influence others for the kingdom of God. So I'm going to ask you, like in Acts 19:2. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Now, these were disciples of John the Baptist that believed Jesus was the Messiah, but they had no idea that there was a Holy Spirit to receive. Well, I am here to say, yes, there is. Yes, there is more of God. And yes, you too can receive power. And yes, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is our best helper, the best fitness coach you can have. Whatever struggles you are going through, whatever addictions to food, substances, even exercise, anorexia, bulimia, self-sabotage, anxiety, depression, or no motivation to work out, the Holy Ghost can help with it all. If you are ready to receive this precious gift, this power of the Holy Ghost and be set on fire for God, or even ready for your appetites and desires to be changed and conformed to what God wants for you, say this prayer with me. Father God, I believe and know that you are the highest power. I believe that you sent your only son, Jesus, to die for my sins, iniquities, and shortcomings. And because of this, I am now free from sin and death and everything in between. I believe Jesus was resurrected on the third day and now reigns in heaven, and I am seated with him in heavenly places. Come reign, Lord Jesus, in all areas of my life. Come fill me with your Holy Spirit. Set my heart on fire for you and give me power to do your will and obey your commandments. Fill me with your Holy Spirit until my cup overflows with you. Touch me, Holy Spirit, and strengthen me in my inner man. I declare encounters with you, God, like never before. I declare that I am a kingdom influencer. I am free from the pulls and strongholds of culture. Continue to show me your will for my life and lead me on to level path. Guide me with your eye upon me and teach me to do better every day. I love you and I am excited to live a faith-filled, powerful life with you at my side. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And I thank you, God, for all that you have started to do in the hearts and minds of these listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast. It is not in my strength or in my ability, but it is in your power that these changes and transformation will occur. I give you all the glory, and I thank you that there is no more striving, only seeking you and the kingdom of heaven. Through prayer, reading, studying, and meditating on your living word, the Holy Scriptures, When we seek you with our whole heart, we will find you and encounter you in magnificent and marvelous ways. Continue to work through me and work in me to be effective and fulfill my purpose here on earth. I bless everyone listening, and I look forward to seeing you fit, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close. So come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things together.